Today we're going to learn Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We are holding on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We are at Rabba v'Rabbi Zeira. So the Gemara brings a Maisa relating to putting something on Shabbos on top of something hot. Rabba Rabbi Zeira Iklolu Bei Reish Kalusa. Rabba and Rabbi Zeira one time on Shabbos were by the house of the Reish Kalusa. Chazyolahu Avda Da Anach Kuzah D'Maya Apuma D'Kumkuma. So what happened was they saw one of the Avadim that worked for the Reish Kalusa putting a kli with cold water in it on the opening of a hot pot that had boiling water in it in order to heat up the cold water. Nazhe Rabba. So Rabba got very angry at this, at what this fellow did. So says the Gemara, Amrle Rabbi Zeira, Maishna mi mecham al gabe mecham. Why is this any different than putting a mecham al gabe mecham, one pot of hot water on top of another pot of hot water, which we learned in Daf, we're going to learn in Daf, and an Alpha and Beis is going to be to do. So why over here is it usher to put a kli with water on top of a mecham, on top of a pot of hot water? So Rabbi responded to Rabbi Zeira, Amalei, hasmuk mi kamokim, hacha olude kamolid. No, it's entirely different. When you put a mecham on top of a mecham, the top pot is also hot, and therefore you're just maintaining its heat that it already has. But over here, the pot that you're putting on top has cold water in it, so you're creating heat. So that you're not allowed to do. So Hadr Chazia de Paris Dastu Darapume de Kuva. Another time Rabba saw the Eved putting out a cloth to that they use like a turban on top of a pitcher, on top of a jug. Va'anach Natli Lavei. And he put on top of it a kli that they used to draw water from the kankan, from the jug, Nazhe Rabba, and Rabba got angry again. So Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira said, Amai, what are you so upset about? There's no issur in doing this. So Amalei, Hashe Chazis Lasov, Chazit Kometzar Lei, Hashe Chazis said, you'll see right away. Lasov, after some time, Chazia, Rabbi Zeira saw the Kometzar Lei, that he was squeezing out the cloth, the turban, because it had gotten soaked with water that had fallen from the jug. And he understood, that's why Rabba was upset, because he realized that this was something that was going to lead directly to schita. You're not allowed to be soaked a liquid out of a beged. So Amalei, so Rabbi Zeira said to Rabba, Maishna mi pronka. Why is this any different than a beged that's made to put on top of a barrel that they used to do that all the time on Shabbos, and there was no chashash that you might come to be sochet? Because the type of cloth that they would put on top of a barrel, people don't care if it gets soaked in water, because it's made to be put on a barrel. But over here, the guy took his turban off of his head, which is something that he uses, and he doesn't want it to get wet. So obviously, if it gets wet, he's going to squeeze it out. Good. Then the Mishnah said, the Gemara is going to discuss the din of mochin, that you're allowed to be tomei in a kederu, that you were matzmin a kederu with on erev Shabbos, if it's considered to be muktzah or not. So baymina ravata bar masna me abaye. Ravata bar masna asked abaye, mochin, you have this dry mochin that normally is made to make some sort of a felt material, and it's also to be metaltalit, because it's muktzah machmas chesrum kis, shetaman behen, and you use it instead to insulate a pot of cooked food. Ma'u l'taltal b'shabbos, is it muktzah on Shabbos? Is it the fact that you use it for atmana mean that you designated it for that purpose, and therefore it's no longer muktzah, or do we assume it's still muktzah? So Abaye answers the question. Amrle Abaye says, Rav Adar Bar Masna, v'chi mipnei she'im lo kupa shel tevin, omir umafkir kupa shel mochin? What, because a person doesn't have a box of straw to be matmin with, so now you think he's going to be mafkir his mochin, which is very expensive? No, he's definitely not designating it for this purpose, and therefore it remains mochin, it remains muktza, and you're not allowed to be metaltalit. So le misayele, maybe we have a raya ta abaye from a brisa, because the brisa tells us tomnin begizei tzemer, that you're allowed to insulate on erev Shabbos using cuts of wool, the uvitzipe tzemer, and pieces of wool that are menupats, that are combed and that are spread out like a mat, and uvil shonu shel argaman, you're allowed to use purple wool, uve mochen, and you're allowed to use mochen because none of these things are mosif hevel. But the Brisa continues, ve'ein metaltelin osan. These things are muktzah, and therefore they remain muktzah, you're not allowed to be metaltel them. So you see clearly from the Brisa that mochen that were used for hatmana remain aser, remain muktzah, remain aser in tiltel, exactly like Abaye said. So it says Gemara, nah, it's not necessarily raya. Imishim ha lo iria. If that's your best raya, it's not so clear that that's a great raya, and we could reject that raya because hachi ka'amar. Maybe the Brisa means to say im lo taman behen. Ein metaltelin osan, that if you didn't do hatmana with them, then they're muktzah. But once you do hatmana with them, you're designating them for the purpose of insulating, and then you're not allowed to be metaltel. Then you're allowed to be metaltelit. Yachim elameima says, well, if that's the case, if that's what it means, then what's the chiddush? Of course, you're not allowed to be metaltelit if you did not do hatmana with it. No, ma'od detem chazil mizgal lahu kamash mlan. I might have thought that the mochen are ra'ui for some other use to sit on, to rest on, and that's why they're not muktzah. So that's why the Brisa tells us, no, that they're going to be muktzah unless you designate them for hatmana. So the Brisa is not necessarily a raya to Abaye, who holds that when even when you designate them for hatmana, that they remain muktzah. So once we're talking about mochin that you use for hatmana, the Gemara is going to discuss if you could put mochin, which is some type of a material, back into a cushion on Shabbos. Or if Chista Sharla Aduri Ud. Rav Chista permitted putting the stuffing back into a pillow, into a cushion, the mochin back into the cushion on Shabbos. So if it falls out, so Eisvei, so Rav Chanan bar Chista asked Rav Chista, Matirin beis atzavar b'Shabbos, aval lo poskin ve'in nosin es hamochin lo tach krav lo tach kesep yom tov ve'in tzarech lomar b'Shabbos, that you're allowed to untie a knot on Shabbos that the launderers would tie by the neck of the beged, but in a brand new beged that was never yet opened, where the neck hole was never yet opened, you're not allowed to open that up for the first time on Shabbos, because that's going to be the completion of the making of the beged, and that's going to be a violation of the Yisr of Makkah Bepatish. But you're not allowed to put mochin into a cushion, nor into a pillow on Yom Tov, and certainly not on Shabbos. So you see clearly that you're not allowed to put mochin into a cushion on Shabbos. Says more lokasha. Habechadeti habaatiki. The Brisa is talking about a cushion or a pillow that's brand new that never had stuffing in it. So putting the mochin in is going to be the gemar melacha. It's going to be the makkah bepatish. It's going to be an asiyas kli, and that's why it's going to be aser. But when Rav Chista allowed it, it was talking about that there was stuffing in the cushion, and some of the stuffing fell out. So you're allowed to replace the stuffing, and that way it's not a makkah bepatish. And we now proof from a Brisa that this chilek is a valid chilek, that there's a difference between a brand new cushion and an old cushion. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ein Nosin Es Hamochin Lo Letocha Karva Lo Letocha Keset B'Yom Tov Ein Tzarech Lomar B'Shabbos Nashru Machzir Nosin B'Shabbos Ein Tzarech Lomar B'Yom Tov. That you're not allowed to put these things in on the stuffing into the cushion or the pillow on Shabbos or Yom Tov, but if they fell out, then you're allowed to put them back in on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you see very clearly that distinction is a viable distinction. So now the Gemara discusses the Etzem Hadin that we quoted before, that you're not allowed to open up a Beis HaTzavar on Shabbos, meaning that if the garment comes with the neck hole closed, you're not allowed to open up the neck hole for the first time, because that's a violation of Makkah Bepatish, that you're making the Beged. Amar Avidam Rava, Psech Beis HaTzavar Shabbos Chayiv Chatos. You're Chayiv HaKorban Chatos from Makkah Bepatish from making the Beged. Maskef L'Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana challenges Rav, Ma Bein Zul Magufas Chavis. Why is this any different than the seal on a barrel, where you're allowed to take off the seal of a barrel with a knife, and that's not a violation of making a kli. So Amar Lei Rava, ze chibur, ze eino chibur. Big difference. When it comes to the Beis HaTzavar, the neck of the garment, so it's entirely attached, it's entirely closed, and when you open it, you're actually making it now usable, and you're creating a kli. Whereas the maguf hasachavis is not a part of the chavis, it's something attached to the chavis, and therefore you're not creating a kli when you remove the magufa from the chavis. So when it's all part of the same kli, and you're opening it up to complete the kli, that's going to be a problem. But if something is slapped onto a kli, or sealed onto a kli, and you just remove that seal, that would not be a problem. Okay, so we will stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the top of Daf Memches Amud Beis.